Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Today we're talking about using mindfulness to be flexible with your sales presentation and sales calls.
Right. And in terms of flexibility, it makes me think about my dad. My dad was actually an engineer by training, but when he graduated college, he couldn't find an engineering job, so he got into sales. And he was given a script to learn, and he told us here he was in his early 20s, and he'd start going through his script, and then when the customer interrupted and asked a question, boy, that would really throw him. And he said he'd have to start at the very beginning again.
So I guess he really memorized his lines, and once he was thrown off, he had to just start anew.
Right from the very beginning. So what we want to talk about is using mindfulness to be flexible.
So that reminds me that we were recently at a product show. We were there when the show opened, but some vendors were not completely set up, and that was a little frustrating.
Right. Well, what was frustrating was we got to this product show and we were just going to be there for a very short while seeing what the vendors had. And we got to one vendor's table. I was really interested in her products and services, but she had gotten to the show late. She wasn't set up. And she said to me, "Can you come back later?" And I said, "Well, we're not going to be here later." And she said, "You know what? I'm sorry. I just can't talk to you now." Now, I understand wanting to be set up, but this was a missed opportunity for her.
So in her mind, she had to get the table and the booth set up before she could enter the selling process. And the whole reason for her to be there was to sell. So she couldn't step aside for a moment and say, "My booth can wait. I've got a prospective client here. Let me focus on Joy's needs."
Right. So the whole point is it's important to be flexible with the way you think things should go in the sales call. And if your customer's needs are reasonable and realistic, it's important to have the flexibility and the awareness to respond in a mindful way.
So that awareness is the key. Not being as rigid and taking a moment to check in with your mindset.
Exactly. So we'll end this episode with a meditation. And if you liked our podcast,
please tell your friends.
And please subscribe. And stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't listen to this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else that requires your full attention. This meditation is designed to help your mind become more flexible and more aware. And you can build your mind's flexibility by noticing distractions as they arise and meeting them with a non-judgmental attitude. And then you can build your awareness by gently shifting your attention back to awareness of your breath. So meeting distractions non-judgmentally and then having the awareness to shift your attention back to your breath. So let's start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. You may want to notice the coolness of the air as you breathe in, and its warmth as you breathe out. Or you may want to notice your chest rising and falling with each inhale and exhale. Anytime you're distracted by something, see if you can meet that distraction without judgment and simply shift your attention back to your breath again and again and again. And know that you can pause any time throughout the day and bring your awareness to your breath to help train your mind.